Okay, today is again the 23rd of October. And Mark was wanting to do a discussion tonight. And we've been thinking about different topics that we could talk about, and then we relate them back to the Bible. And one of the topics that I would like to talk about this evening is political correctness. You know, we're living in a society where the only thing that most broadcasters and media and politicians are concerned about is to how their message is going to be received. You know, I get a kick out of the talking heads, because they always talk about the fact that we're a democracy. Well, this country was not originally founded on democracy or democratic principles. It was founded as a republic, which is a representative form of government. Hence why we elect Congress people or representatives every 2 years. But the real joke comes of the fact that those representatives, mainly when they're running for office, tell us what we want to hear, and then once they get elected, they do whatever they want to do. And it's the same thing with the senators. Once they get out in the Washington crowd, they're going to do whatever they want to, regardless of what their what they told their constituency they would do if they elected them. And then, when they come up for election again, they lie through their teeth again and tell us what we want to hear, and we believe them again and vote them back in, and then they go to Washington and do whatever they want to do. Well, that is no different than the people that are in all walks of life in our community today. We can start with education, and we can talk about how is it that the educational system, primarily the National Education Association, the NEA, how is it that they are politically correct? Well, understand that the people involved in the National Education Association are the most liberal, I would call hyper-liberal, one of the most hyper-liberal groups in the country, along with the media, as well as those who are in publicly held corporations. A lot of those people are very, very liberal, humanistic people, because they have those in the international banking community behind them, which are more liberal than they are. There's no ethics left in this country, as we know. We've seen by the Lehman Brothers and AIG Insurance and the bailout of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And so the political correctness issue has become a real problem. Now, I could ask Mark some questions. He's 32. I'm 54, so we're significantly different in ages. But, Mark, what do you see as being the definition of politically correct? What does it mean when someone says that's not politically correct?
Somebody that's doesn't know how to do business.
Okay. Someone that's out of step with society. That's one way. Someone that's out of step with society. I remember when I was in college and I was taking a composition course, and not only a composition course, but also a public speaking class, and how the professors emphasized the first thing we have to do is analyze our audience and give the audience what they want to hear. And first you tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them what you told them. Okay? But the most important part of that is you have to analyze your audience, and you know, it kind of like the scripture says, they will turn unto fables, and they will bring unto themselves teachers having itching ears. That's what we're talking about tonight, is politically correctness. Now, we can look at, we talked about the educational system. So if we've got only liberals at the highest level of the NEA, and they are denying creation, and they're upholding Darwinian evolutionary theory, and they're upholding carbon dating, and that we have been around for millions and millions of years, and they're upholding abortion, and they're upholding the psycho garbage and the philosophic humanistic teachings, then all of a sudden all of their peers are going to just be spewing out the same stuff because they want to be accepted by their peers. Now let's talk about, we've talked about situation with the teachers and with the educational system. What about those that are involved in going to work every day in an office environment? Well, most people get their information, garbage in, garbage out, through the television. So before they go into the office, or maybe at night before they go to bed, they turn on their boob tube. It's interesting they call it a boob tube. I won't even go there. You can draw your own conclusions on that. But anyway, they turn on their television and they watch the news, and they'll watch CNN. I don't even know all the news broadcasters out there. I know there's Fox and CNN and CSNN, I think, and NBC and CBS and ABC but they'll tune in to those people that are putting out the same liberal philosophy, the same kind of things that the NEA would put out. And then they go to work and they say, did you see what was on CNN this morning? Or did you see what was on Fox? Or did you see what was on ABC, NBC or ABC or CBS? And that's where they get their information. And so everybody in the office, they watch the same TV program. Yeah, did you watch this? Did you watch that? And so everybody's on the same page. Everybody's politically... Now, if somebody comes in with a different view, if someone comes up with a different perspective, maybe they've done much more significant research on a particular subject, and they know much more in depth than what they're getting on their television, and they voice it, all of a sudden they are considered to be way out there in the fringes. Now, there's a term that they use now, right now, when someone like that comes on the scene. Do you know what it is, Mark?
What?
Over the top.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, well, that's really over the top. You know? I heard a gal recently call in on a talk show and told the talk show host that he was a dog off his chain. You're like a dog off his chain. Well... Now, what other areas, Mark, in our environment are very much politically correct conscious? Other phases of our society. You thought about that?
People that don't know how to dress, I guess.
Okay, people, and you know, if you look at the way people dress, they just mirror what they see on the television. We see why there's so much immodest dress out there. Well, everybody's doing it. The more cleavage, the better. That's what is the car conscious. And everybody's doing it, so that makes it right? No. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, the majority is usually in the wrong, not in the right. Because this person was making a case because, well, everybody else is going along with it, so it has to be true. No. If everybody's going along with it, it's probably in the wrong. Now, another area that we can talk about politically correctness is would be the area of not only in the educational system and in the workplace, but also in the government. Like we said, these congressmen and senators get out and running around with the Washington crowd, and a lot of them are sold off out to lobbyists who buy them off with fancy lunches and fancy houses and fancy cars and fancy trips. And so they're just spewing out what the lobbyists tell them to do and to believe, because it's their livelihood, it's their lifestyle. Political correctness can be found also in seminaries. It's whatever your professors are spewing out. And if you take opposition to your doctor professor, who has a doctor in Greek or Hebrew or Latin, or in New Testament studies or Old Testament studies, and you dare question him, then guess what happens to your grades?
They go down.
They go down dramatically.
Yeah.
And you may not even graduate from that seminary. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? And then you wouldn't get your Doctor of Divinity degree, where you can go out and be politically correct with all the people in your church who are going to demand your political correctness. Well, where else, what other aspects of our society is based upon political correctness? Well, we can also see it very rampant in our sports. Everybody wants to talk about the sports, because sports is not political. So we can talk about our team, whether it's KU, Jayhawks, or Missouri Tigers. Whether it's the Kansas City Chiefs or the Denver Broncos. Whether it's the St. Louis Cardinals or the Houston Astros. We want to talk about our teams because it gives us a certain degree of acceptance with a lot of people in political correctness. Well, what other areas is this so paramount in the area of political correctness? Well, also in music. We see in our churches, most churches now have their pull-down screen and they have their praise and worship leaders and they have their little bands that go up. And if everybody else is doing it, well, it means that we have to do it. Okay, so we find political correctness also in the arts and in culture, in how people, what they bring into their home as far as what kind of pictures they put up on the walls and what they look and what kind of magazines they read and what's in those magazines and also the books that they read, authors. Political correctness runs all the way through our society in every aspect of our daily living. We can find political correctness if we go in and get a sandwich from a fast food restaurant and we sit down and we listen to people around us talking and we find out that they're very concerned about what is politically correct. You know, the Masonic Lodge taught for years that there were three things that you never were supposed to talk about. Do you know what they were, Mark?
No.
You know what any of them are?
No.
You're not supposed to talk about
religion.
That's one of them. You're not supposed to talk about politics.
Politics.
And you're not supposed to talk about politics or religion is the main two.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's very significant because that could get you in major, major trouble. And then you're not supposed to talk about your in-laws. Okay, that'll get you in big trouble if you talk about them. Well, we're going to look up a few scriptures about what Christ said about political correctness. And he certainly was not politically correct when he was down here on the face of the earth, was he?
No.
He was rejected by his own people. He was rejected by the Sanhedrin. He was rejected by the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the chief priests and the Jews and the synagogues. And he was not politically correct. And he didn't care whether he was politically correct or not. And we need to get to a point in our own lives when we are not trying to just spew out the same stuff that society is spewing out. But we need to stand up for the truth. We need not to be so open-minded that our brains fall out. Okay? We need to think about what we're saying out there in public, and if what we're saying is contrary to the Bible and the Word of God, then it doesn't matter whether it's politically correct or not. We need to understand that political correctness in our society does not measure up with God's Word. Now, we just got through reading in Corinthians there. I want to go back over to where we were reading in 1 Corinthians. And it talks about the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world is political correctness. The wisdom of the world is whatever is in fashion. And you mentioned clothing, whatever's in style, music, whatever's in vogue, whatever people are really into. Doesn't matter what we're talking about now. It can be a multiplicity of things. Now, Mark, I want you to read for me in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 18th verse.
The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God.
Notice, to those who were perishing, the cross of Christ is foolishness. Most of the world out there is lost and dying in their sins, and they mock the cross of Christ. It's not politically correct. And Mark, go on and read verse 19.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
One of these days, political correctness is no longer going to be any count with God. It's not any count with God now. But He's going to destroy this political correctness one of these days. When He comes back as a conquering king, all of this facade that is put up under the guise of political correctness, God is going to do away with. He's going to do away with it. Read verse 20.
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
God's the one that made, you know, it's what he said there. This is Paul asking a question. He says, hath God, not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? God says that the wisdom of this world is foolishness. Absolutely foolishness. All of people wanting to wear a certain kind of clothes, Calvin Klein or Gucci or Adidas tennis shoes or Nike, just because they want to be accepted or they want to drive a BMW or a Lexus or a Cadillac, it doesn't matter. Wanting the acceptance and wanting to be politically correct is what people are looking for. They want the acceptance of this world. He says, read verse 21.
For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
So the preaching of Christ, the cross, is foolishness to those who do not believe the truth. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation, Scripture tells us. And, you know, we see that as we go on down here, read the 25th verse.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
So the next time you hear someone spewing out their politically correct garbage, realize that it's just foolishness. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with the Word of God. Mark, read verse 27.
God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
That's why these people get so irate when you start talking about the truth of the Word of God. when you start talking about the fact that God did not die for all the sins of every man, all mankind. He only died for those for who He called. He only died for those who He came to save specifically. And that's why they become so irate, because it goes against what they have been politically correct taught all of their lives. Now, he says in verse 26, read that.
For you see your calling, brethren, now. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
So we see here that political correctness is out with Jesus Christ. He's not interested in being politically correct. In fact, He was more interested in being politically incorrect. And so when you run into somebody that is so into being accepted and being made a part of the group and fitting in and trying to just be popular. Be popular. Go along. You know, that's the whole crux of everything. Just don't raise any kind of questions. I call it being a sheeple people. Okay, just whatever people say. There was a guy today on one of the talking heads, and he was talking about Sarah Palin. And, you know, trying to defend her for her decision to run for vice president. And the point is, you know, he was justifying that they went out and paid $150,000 for clothes for her. Because she, after all, she needed the clothes. She didn't need $150,000 worth of clothes. She's a governor of Alaska, for crying out loud. What she need another $150,000 worth of clothes for? But that's what I'm talking about. This is the kind of political correctness that's going on in our society. And it doesn't matter the fact that other people are in grave situations and hurting. Spend $150,000. She needed the clothes. She needed the clothes. Political correctness. Remember what Christ said about, go back to the 13th chapter, or I'm sorry, the 12th chapter of Mark. I'm going to have you read a couple verses there. And so people look at it and they say, wow, look at how much money so-and-so put in the offering plate. Look at all the good things he's done. He's gone on these mission trips. He's built houses for Habitat for Humanity. He's done this, he's done that. And they're politically accepted, aren't they? And it's amazing. Now, Mark, I want you to read verse 38 there.
And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces.
Yeah, just continue to read the next verse.
And the chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at feasts.
Yeah, just keep on going down through there.
Which devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. There came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living.
The next time you hear someone spewing out the political correct stuff they've heard on the news, or in the educational system, or on public broadcasting network, or in a church from their liberal seminarian who's graduated from a politically correct seminary, think about what we said tonight and go back to your word, the Word of God, and ask yourself the question, is this truth or is it just a lot of fluff that people are putting out to get accepted by their peers? Father, we pray that you would help us to examine what we receive and what we listen to other people tell us regarding what is truth. We know that you are the only truth and the life, and no man can come to the Father but through you. And we pray that you would help us to examine all of the political correct stuff going on in our society and help us to reject it, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.